این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. I hope you all are doing well. And welcome to another uplifting episode on the Spring of Truth on IRIB English Radio. If there is one weapon the enemies of Islam have used throughout history more than bombs and bullets, it is fear. Fear is cheaper than an army. Fear spreads faster than a virus. Fear can paralyze nations, silence voices, and make entire populations surrender without a fight. The arrogant powers of the world know this very well. So they create noise. They make threats. They show their military might. They impose sanctions and warn of consequences. Their propaganda is designed to make us feel small, weak, and alone. But today, we hear a different voice. A voice that cuts through the noise like a sword. A voice that reminds us of a truth the world wants us to forget. Imam Khomeini, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate his status in paradise, speaks to us across the decades with words that are as fresh and necessary as the day they were spoken. He says, never let the noise and propaganda of foreigners frighten you. The only fear one should have is of Almighty God. Do not fear other powers, because there is no true power except the power of the Almighty. This is the essence of Islamic empowerment. The Imam is not saying that the enemies are not powerful in material terms. He is saying that their power is nothing when compared to the power of Allah. And if God is with you, who can truly harm you? The noise of the foreigners is just that noise. It is designed to frighten, but it has no substance. It is a balloon. It is just like a balloon filled with air. With one prick of faith, it bursts. The only fear that is healthy. So until you ponder, dear listeners, let's take a short break. Don't go away. Stay tuned.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Spring of Truth on IRIB English Radio. We are reflecting on the powerful words of Imam Khomeini. Never let the noise and the propaganda of foreigners, that is the superpowers, frighten you. The only fear one should have is of Almighty God. Do not fear other powers, because there's no true power except the power of God. This teaching is not a political slogan, dear listeners. It is a core message from the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that is only shaitan who frightens you of his supporters. So fear them not, but fear me if you are indeed believers. Let that sink in. Allah is telling us that the fear of the enemy is actually a form of satanic whisper. The enemy wants you to be afraid of them. They exaggerate their power. They show their weapons. They make threats. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that is just Satan. That is just Shaitan trying to frighten you through his allies. Do not fear them. Fear me. Imam Khomeini lived this truth. Dear listeners, are we living this truth? When the whole world was united against him, when Saddam invaded with the support of over 30 countries, when the sanctions were crippling, he stood firm. He feared none but God. And that faith moved the mountains. Dear listeners, let us internalize this lesson. When you hear the threats, the propaganda, the noise, you have to just smile. You have to just give that prick with your faith. Remember that the one who protects you is greater than all of them combined. Let your only fear be God. Let your only fear be of displeasing God. Let your only concern be standing for truth and justice, and trust the power of Almighty is with those who fear Him and do good. As Imam Khomeini said, and as we have seen proven time and again, there is no true power except the power of Almighty. Dear listeners, ponder on what he has said and think the power of Allah is in your life where you can lift things which none can. Thank you for listening. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Was a spring of truth, a selection of Imam Khomeini's viewpoints.
Never forget to say La ilaha illallah.